know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Hello, all you beautiful heart singers. Welcome back to the Heart Sing Podcast. Addie B here, also known as Slayer of Namaslayer. And I am coming at you the eve before I'm kicking off our quarterly planning event, the Me First Guide Weekend Experience, because you know I can't just make a planner. It isn't just a planner, it is an experience. So before I allow the planner to get into your hands, it goes with the experience. So then you can take it forward and put it into your world. So if you're listening to this real time, get in on the amazingness, because it will change your life. Well, you cannot do this process and it not transform your life. I wanted to also share that with you because it's brought up so much stuff for me this week preparing for this event, because this is my zone of genius. Let me be clear. Like, I love leading these and I love doing things like this. And when I look back over the history of my life, it has shown up in all aspects, whether on team sports or in my work environment, where I would put together training sessions and better systems and create tools and foundations to help others succeed on their path. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just all led me up to this moment, just like your life has led you up to this moment and all these tools you've brought into your arsenal that have created who you are made to be, and to take that going forward. And what does this next dream and vision look like? And why have we had all these lessons and learning moments and tragedies and awesome experiences and all of these things that have created these milestones in our life that have made who we are? So as I'm coming up to this event where I'm leading and guiding people into that, the self-discovery, and also marrying that emotion of the future self, like, what would my crazy, impossible, amazing life look like? And what energy brings that to me? Because we know in manifestation, like, oh, great, if I just live and feel it now, I live as if and it will be. But how the heck do I do that when my life just feels like crap half the time, most of the time? Like, how do I get out of my own way after programming myself like this for 50 years? It feels impossible. And this is that process. So as I'm gearing up for it, of course, my awareness being increased the more and more I've created these, it's brought so much to light for me this week about my preparation and for me to be ready for the next steps, like what needs to occur in my next vision and version of myself, which I'm going to uncover this weekend with everyone else. And I love doing that. I love teaching by example, by living it myself, by putting it into action and showing what can be possible and how I fail and get up over and over again. That is the process. And so, oh my gosh, you guys, so much this week. First of all, let's just say I broke into the 170s, baby. So can we talk about that for a hot second? Because you guys have been here watching my weight loss quest, especially this year when I threw down the gauntlet and I said, this is it. We're getting a goal, baby. I finally had that final fire burning and I had set my goal weight for this Sunday, because I knew if I said, oh, I'll lose it this year, that I would have, like, that would not light a fire for me at all, because I would think I could do that in like November. And knowing myself, I had to kind of up the ante, right? So I made an aggressive goal, and knowing really in the back of my mind, I was probably going to need to revise that as I became closer to this next version of myself. Of course, attacking the goal as much as possible along the way. But here we are, and I am still, what am I? I hit 179 this week, you guys. I saw it on the scale. This was my Weight Watchers goal weight. Now, I'm not a Weight Watcher, and I haven't been for many years now, but I was a Weight Watcher for about 30 years. And there was a point where I had switched my Weight Watcher goal weight from the healthy weight range, the BMI charts, to one that was higher because I'm big boned and I'm muscular. And clearly those BMI charts weren't made for me. There was somewhere along my path that happened. And I shifted that. During doing some work with the Life Coach School and Brooke Castillo, I had heard something she said about these impossible goals, and I made a podcast on it, which everyone that hears it is transformative for. So I'll drop that below in the show notes for you. And definitely if you're coming to camp, that is a good one to put in your ear before you come to that event this weekend, because it gets you thinking, why am I limiting myself? And it all comes from that belief of self that I can get there. So I hit this goal, which isn't my goal any longer, but it was still like, oh my God, wow. Like actually seeing the number on the scale, and it's just a number, right? It doesn't reflect who I am, all that stuff. We all know that. But seeing the number, that elusive number that I have written down on goal charts for 30 years, can you imagine that feeling? Oh, it was, oh my God, there's a live on Facebook. And I mean, I was cussing all over the place, jumping, hooting and hollering. I mean, everything. It's that feeling we learn how to harness to get to that next level, because that is exactly how I'm going to feel at 162. If I can exist in that feeling now and continue to harness that feeling for anything I manifest, that emotion, that high frequency is what brings it. And so that's what I'm looking to bring into this weekend for everybody that's come to experience, like us getting in these emotions and these frequencies and embodying who we are now. And this came up as I was writing a post this week. I had this genius thing come out. It's really quite simple, but I thought it's that simple. It really is. Listen, it's not about losing the weight. It's about becoming the person that loses the weight. Just that one little switch, in the reflection and what's important in that, those two statements makes the difference in the world. And so if you set out to become a person that loses weight, right, or that has lost weight or has gotten skinny, versus becoming the person that does it, just the difference in that mindset of who do I become versus it all being about what my body looks like in the food. Who do I become? What activities do I do? Some of the biggest successes I've seen in my sisterhood over the past quarter, and there's been a lot. We've got people pinging into Wonderland one after another. It's like boom, boom, boom. It's like hotcakes, and we're small right now. Intentionally, I've been like not opened up and really kept it so I could test and get to know people and be really intimate with the process. And all of a sudden, it's like bing, bing, bing everywhere, like Wonderland, Wonderland, Wonderland. It's so exciting. But I got to tell you, some of the even bigger successes I've seen haven't been on the scale. They've been in people being like, they're kayakers and they are making decisions about, hey, I'm getting the skinny margarita, not the full fat margarita. Young Jedi, good one, good one. Like just in those shifts of who they are, like they literally no longer think of being that way. Heck, Kayleen, the doctor told her she shouldn't kayak. And she was like, screw that. My soul needs it. And she went out and she was like kayaking. I mean, it wasn't so serious that, you know, she should worry that drastically about it. But, you know, it's like when you are becoming to that level where it becomes so important to you to do these actions that are who you are now, that, my friends, is where, and then the weight loss is just going to follow that. And then you're not going to be the person that's at goal and is having issues with maintenance, because you already are. You've already become, you've already figured out what works with your body, what doesn't work. And you know that that's just a never-ending journey, that our bodies are changing. And as you embody yourself more and more on this quest, you just will become, and you will continue to escalate yourself to the next level. And there will be dark nights of the soul. There will be highs. You're going to be up on the top of the roller coaster, and then you're going to zip down. And then you're going to trudge your way back up that next hill. And oh, isn't the view pretty when you're up there? Oh, let my heart sing. And then the universe is like, all right, you're ready to learn a little bit more. Let's take you down into that valley, give you another challenge. And then you can come up the other side again. And that came up. So I was listening to the astrological update, I say that right, on Renee's podcast, the Abundology podcast. So Renee's coming to our event again this weekend, and I was on her podcast last week. So make sure you check that out. I talked about it last week, and I was listening to, she had Deborah Norton on that does her astrological charts, and she had her on, and they were talking about the energy update for the rest of the year and summer solstice and all of that going on right now. And so a couple things really just hit me, and I think I was out hiking or something when I listened, so this is just off top of memory. I didn't write it down, but there were a couple of big things. First of all, everything just having been uprooted, right? And they referenced it as to, like, they were talking about like Yellowstone and some deaths that they had experienced, things like that. But it's reshaping just the way things turned out and how we are moving and choosing to navigate in the now and what we're going to create with the present. Like, yeah, it's not exciting or happy that these things happen necessarily, right? Like, we aren't happy that Yellowstone got torn apart and access was gone and all of that stuff. But wow, the wildlife's going to get to recover and all of these other things. And now I'm going to shift my plans to go explore this other part of the world or whatever I was going to do instead of visiting the beautiful national park, or, you know, instead of being with that loved one, what adventure is coming ahead for me next? And what does that look like? And what do I want it to look like? And what surprises does the universe have in store? And really that thought of that being our world right now, you guys, that everything is feeling uprooted and that we are in control of our destiny. We have will and we have the power of creation. And how are you going to create your next 90 days? That's what we do at this event, right? We work on that 90-day plan. What does that summer look like? Like putting your summer adventures together and doing a longer-term vision. So like putting out there, being intentional with what you want the universe to bring to you. I think it was Dr. Joe Dispenza I heard say, you know, someone had asked him about creating and, you know, well, I didn't ask for that car accident. You know, I didn't ask for this thing to happen to me. Well, but were you intentional with what was going to happen, right? If you're not being intentional, and this is why I like started segmentation and implementing, like Abraham Hicks talks about, like where each segment of my day, I'm intentional. I see through my day as I plan my morning of what is going to occur and what is going to happen. And I share that. I gave it as a bonus inside the event this weekend about how I plan intentionally and also the laws of the intention and attraction from Deepak Chopra, how all of these things come together for us to create and manifest this life. And a lot of it's just conceptual, just this understanding of, oh my gosh, I can just think ahead of time before I go get in the car, I'm going to get to the grocery store safely. Something as simple as that, Abraham tells us. Something as simple as being intentional and in the moment and present when you're in that present moment activity. And so often we're not. We're in a million other places in our mind. When you get that incoming phone call, how do you want to respond to that call? What do you want the results of that call to be? The caller on the other end knows. Do you know? What do you want the results of your summer to be? Do you know? Do you know what you want to do this summer? What you want to achieve? What you want to be? What habits you want to create? What you don't want to do and what you do? If you can't answer that, get your butt in that event. Hopefully you're listening to this in time, or get signed up, get on that wait list for the next one. You want to be intentional with this stuff. And so Deborah Norton in this podcast, Renee's, when she was talking about the astrology update, was talking about in August, this is a time where all these things you're manifesting are coming in alignment and they're going to, bam, come true. There's like all these planets coming in and all of this stuff. But one of these planets is integrity. And she was talking about integrity of self and that you need to have this foundation built. The universe isn't going to give you it if you're not ready to hold it. And that you need this foundation built that you are ready to accept and receive what it is you ask for. And I thought, oh man, this is what I'm being shown right now. Because my energy this week, like I was telling you earlier, I love doing these events, you guys. I can't even tell you. I love everything about it. I love creating the material. I love leading the workshops. I love helping people on their quest and helping them identify goals and obstacles and pushing them to dream harder and show up for themselves and just like helping them ignite that fire within, right? Because it's all within them, just helping them see what I see. Like that, I get excited just even thinking about it. So then what happens the whole week or two before, because of course I procrastinate and I'm trying to like learn all these new softwares and all of the things. And I try to use all of my new non-procrastination tools and all the things I had to learn in corporate America so I could like do this. But inevitably, I'll get to the week before and I'm super hyped up and I think of all these new things I've got to bring to the event too, because it's what I do. And I'm creating all the new things. And this time I was like, because I looked back and I'm like, okay, what happens every quarter? I'm like, oh, I lead planning camp. I get myself all fired up and I go up a few pounds or something. And I get off my habit stack. I stop taking care of myself as much. And I thought, this time I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the exact opposite. I am going to me first, like I always talk about, no matter what, more than ever. So I've been getting up at 4, going to the mountain, getting the sunrise, getting my meditation on, my plans, my magic page, feeling good. I'm on cloud 9, man. And I'm like nailing it. I'm feeling good. The scale's down. I'm at 179. I'm eating well. I've got Millie here. I'm still getting Millie love time in. I'm lighting up all the witches and bitches online. I'm doing the emails and I'm just like having fun and loving it all so much. And I can't sleep. I'm too excited. So then I try to do all the things to sleep. And my Aura ring, you guys. You guys have these Aura rings yet? It's a biohacking thing. It helps you see how great your sleep is or not. And it's really, really accurate. It's not like the wristwatches, right? Like tells you everything, body temperature, HRV, all of this stuff. My Aura ring was like, F you. F you, Slayer. You need rest. And I'm like, what? I'm like taking care of myself, right? I'm grounding. I'm getting in the earth, all of these things. I woke up this morning and my readiness factor was under 50, you guys. It was like 47, which is like, okay, curl up and die today. But I feel like I'm on fire. So I'm like, I'm going with my mind and how it feels. But then it starts appearing in my body. My body starts to look inflamed. My skin's breaking out. All of these signs I'm getting to just chill, to figure out how to replenish myself. So it took me about 10 hours to get out of my own way today. Yeah, that's all. Till I went and did a real solid meditation. To where I just said, look, I am just turning myself over. Take me away. Let the light shine within me. I am giving you my body, mind and soul. Let's go. And I just finished that before I got on here to talk to you guys because I couldn't get out of my own way. My stomach was in these knots of anxiety all day. I knew what I needed to be doing. Exactly that. And you know what that is? That's the universe telling me, this is what you need to know to handle what is coming. That big dream you have of doing all these things on and helping more and more people and being on Oprah's couch and the book and like all of these dreams you hear me talk about on this podcast of my future self and where this next vision is going, I need to be able to handle that energy. And the foundation needs to be solid, which means I need to become that person that handles that energy, that just is, that just takes care of herself in that way that can sustain that kind of energy. And it comes through these things, you guys. Yes, through the things I was doing earlier in the week, getting on the mountain and grounding and meditating and my plans and the pages and the love of my kids, all of those things equally as important, but also making more time for that meditation, that connection with my divine self so that I can bring it to what I am sharing with everybody else. And that needs to be rock solid. So by August, when the universe is going to bring me, boom, everything, right? Mountain house, Addie, here we come, you guys. Like, I want that foundation set. So as I head into the event this weekend, really, for me, mindset and my guidance being to help us get to where we are setting that foundation for these dreams and these visions, what everyone cooks up in that first couple of hours when we dare to dream big and I coax you into letting go and allowing your minds and bodies to go beyond where you've allowed them to go before. Because that's where change comes from. If you keep thinking the same thoughts and doing the same things, what do you get? The same thing over and over. We are going to shake it up to wake it up, baby, all weekend long. And I can't even tell you how friggin' excited I am. How can I even explain to you how life-changing this process can be? And to just be in the presence of you guys as I watch this unfold for you. And by the end of the weekend, to see your faces and to see the laughter and the tears and the joy and the wonder and the sparkle of belief to begin. That, everything. It's everything to me. So what else do you need to know about that? The reason I'm telling you this, because I know it's even like a little late that I'm dropping this for you guys to be able to engage in this event. Hopefully you're listening to it in the morning and you can still get in before we close it. So head over. The event link will be below. Or you can always go to namaslayer.com. Just go to the main website and we'll be linking any events, anything like that coming up. But this is what I'm experiencing right now. And as you know, I share through what I'm going through to help show you how this process can work. And by process, I mean your process of transformation, how you looking for your nuggets and getting up over and over and thinking, what if everything I know is bullshit? Really? Like opening yourself up to a different reality of all these things you know to be truth. What if you start questioning them? What if you become the observer of self? What if you start to wonder what is beyond it? What if you start to think, how do I become the person that loses the weight? Not how do I lose the weight? Do you see the difference there? What if you become that person? And just don't worry about the weight, and the weight just comes. Now, that doesn't mean we don't like pick a number and drive to the number, right? But it isn't about that. It's about the habits we create. And you'll see. You'll see when you come to the event. I know that sounds confusing because I insist on having that measurement, because that measurement will help teach you on the scale and it helps show you if you are becoming in the right direction. Are you showing up for your habits? If you're showing up for those habits you chose, even if the scale doesn't move, you're going to know why, and you're going to feel good about the process. you just will. Just like the people I was talking about earlier that have made so much growth in who they're becoming, even without seeing the big scale moves. And then the people seeing the big scale moves also feeling that. But sometimes it's a little bit delayed. Sometimes you see that massive action you took after the fact when you realize, oh my God, this is just who I am now. I am just this person that shows up over and over. And when the scale stops, it doesn't define me. I don't give up. I don't go back to how I used to and give up for 2 years and eat all the things and gain another 40 pounds and then go back at it. I'm just the person that realizes, hey, I'm becoming right now. I'm going through a little bit of a dark night of the soul and I'm becoming another version of me. What's the universe got in store this time? Let me see. What surprises are here? What lesson is in this for me to learn? And so as I head into this event weekend, you guys, I am looking to be able to harness more and more of this energy so I can share it and give it and nurture myself and recover myself so that I can do this more and more and light it up more and more while staying connected and in embodiment of this great spirit, like stepping into my greatness, unleashing that goddess within me that is just ready to shine just like yours is. All right, I'm going to sign off on that and leave you thinking, what is it you want to create? What do you want to bring into your world in the next 90 days, in the next year, in the next 3 years, the next five? What does it look like? Can you get more intentional with it? And how would you go about that? How much time are you investing in thinking about you? One of the women said in one of my groups this week that I want to leave you with this, but she just looked and I said, oh, are you coming to the event this weekend? And she said, she just clasped her hands together. She said, oh my, she said, I won't ever miss it for the world. She said it was just so life-changing. She said, even in the first 2 hours, it changed my life. It was transformational because I have not spent that much time just thinking about myself and dreaming for myself in probably my lifetime. And what a difference it has made. In just 90 days, it has shifted her entire center of being. And I was just like, hell yeah. And that is why I do what I do, to help you put yourself first, to help you think about you. And sometimes we need an excuse like, hey, I got to go to this event. And at the event, you actually get it done. You actually show up for you. You don't just sit and listen to me. This is about you, my friend. Yeah, I'm there to light your fire. Believe me, I will light it. And it's up to you to show up. That's it. You show up, you give me your body, you bring your Me First guide that you get in the event and your pen, and we do it. And by the way, if you're not listening real time, you can do this throughout this podcast. From the beginning of the podcast on, I have left you tools and little nuggets of self-reflection along the way. You can take action right now. And go to namaslayer.com, you guys. Make sure you're on the email list. Follow me on social so you stay in the now of opportunities coming up to where you can engage and put into action what you're hearing so you can become too. So you can become the person that does whatever it is. If that's lose weight, if it's write a book, if it's create a business, whatever that thing is, you become that person. Like James Clear says, right? You don't want to be the person that becomes a person that runs a marathon, right? You want to become a runner. Because what happens when the marathon's over, if you train just for a marathon, then you stop going, you stop running after the marathon. If you train to be a runner, it's about the running itself. So train for who you want to become. So it's not about losing the weight. It's about you already are the person that loses the weight. So you don't ever have to go back to losing the weight again because you've already become. You just are a runner. You are a loser. You are a weight loser. I don't know. However you want to put that. Okay, I'm really signing off this time. I will see you guys next week, and hopefully I'll see a bunch of you all at the event this week. And I know we've got quite a few of us in there already, but we are a small group and we are mighty, and I am ready to rock your world this weekend. So let's do this. All right, you guys, slay her out.